Well, the government's citizenship setback, as we've said, coincides with the start of this Queensland election campaign, which could have major implications for the Turnbull government. Michelle Grattan joins me in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
One Nation. It's the sort of looming over this Queensland election, bit of the wild card in the sense that it looks as though it could be on track to win at least half a dozen seats and possibly the balance of power in that state. How much harder has the sort of the debacle over citizenship made it for the LNP up north in this state election? And would there be an impact or reverberations for the Turnbull government if One Nation does turn out to be the kingmaker in Queensland?
Well, you would have to think that the whole shambles that's been going on at federal level would have some impact. It's hard to know until the campaign really gets underway the extent of that impact. But there are often, even usually, some federal factors in state elections. Now, if there's a bad result for the LNP, I think that that will flow through to the federal government. It will make it just one more factor on its plate, one more difficulty it has. It will really panic the federal members from Queensland, because there are a lot of seats there that are very important for the next election. And we just have to remember back to 2015, when there was that devastating result for the Conservatives in Queensland and the impact that had for Tony Abbott.
Relations between the Libs and the Nats, the coalition, the federal coalition, have turned testy. I just went through there a few elements of that with the Barnaby Joyce, the delay in naming Julie Bishop as acting Prime Minister, which severely seemed unfathomable given it had all been sorted, so we thought. And then, you know, the reluctance of the Libs to give up that Senate seat to Fiona Nash. That's not going to happen, clearly. Barnaby Joyce saying there is just Barnaby now. He's happy in that. Do you think we're going to see a bit of product differentiation from Barnaby Joyce as he's running for the member of New England that could cause trouble or cause fracture in the coalition?
Well, just first on the testiness, of course, the Libs are pretty testy that they're in this situation at all because the Nats didn't do their homework. So the testiness is really flowing
both ways. Yeah, but as Barnaby Joyce says, well, hang on, Tiger, we got you elected in the first place.
Cyclone, I think he's now saying.
Hang on, Cyclone.
Well, that is right, but it's certainly there's a bit of feeling on both sides. Barnaby off the leash. Well, maybe the Nationals always get off the leash in these situations because we had weeks of Matt Canavan off the leash saying all sorts of things. But Barnaby Joyce is going to say what's important in his electorate, hence some of these decisions that Labor is saying are under question. Of course, some of those decisions would be good for the region, so that argument doesn't necessarily go against Barnaby Joyce in his electorate. But yes, I think we will see some statements on the wild side, and of course we see this bulk referendum, which really is pretty crazy,
is out there. And just briefly, I mean, meanwhile, Malcolm Turnbull, when he gets back, he's going to be trying to convey a sense of business as usual. And then that 1 week before the New England by-election, who knows what's going to happen? These are risky days, aren't they, for the government, for Malcolm Turnbull?
They are risky days in a macro sense. As for the parliament, I think it'll be chaos, but the numbers are not there for a no-confidence vote, so the government's not at risk. But
and Labor might not be rewarded by the voters for chaos either. There's a fine line here, isn't there, for an opposition?
There is a fine line, but chaos usually works against a government.
That's for sure. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.